Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? How y'all doing? Welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor, and like always, I'm with Daniel Tao. We have reached episode number 62 of this thing we call the podcast, and this one is a little fun. Both Dan and Sarah head out to beautiful Stanhope, New Jersey, at the very prestigious Stanhope House, to chat with Gerard, the lead singer of Darkness Divided. They're on day number 2 on the Fury Tour, featuring Soilwork, Unearth, Battlecross, and Woven War, along with a shit ton of other New Jersey local bands on that date. They talk about everything under the sun. Yeah, intriguing, isn't it? But anyways, thank you guys so much for subscribing. Thank you for liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, following us on Instagram, reviewing and rating us on iTunes. It really means a lot. So if you haven't already, please tell a friend about us. We're trying to become the next biggest podcast in the world. And we need help from you. So thank you for all that you have been doing. Keep it up. Keep kicking ass. And you never know where this could take us. But anyways, without further ado, episode number 62, Gerard Mora of Darkness Divided with Daniel and Sarah. Here we go.
All right, well, let's get this started. We're cool, here, man. With Darkness Divided. It's Gerard, the lead singer. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Day 2. It's been fun.
And from talking to him for a little bit, he's tired, and it's only day 2.
Yeah.
Only. Keyword only. But seriously, what do you think is the reason that, like, you know, it's only day 2 and you're tired? Is it the only being in a van and not a tour bus? Is it just driving long hours? What would you say?
Yeah, we kind of had a 33-hour drive to start this tour.
I think that would do it.
Yeah, that was part of it. And then load in yesterday. We got there at 8:30 in the morning, all day fest. Didn't leave till 2:30. So kind of just drove here and ready to play, though. So
yeah. honestly, you know, it's funny being a musician and like a aspiring musician anyway, and thinking like, oh, you want to be in a band, you want to do this, and then, you know, you're not that, like, it discourages me because I like music that much, but
sure,
you see these people and they're like, oh, you know, I'm driving around in a van and we got 33 hours, and you're like, wow, it's not as glorious as you know, because you see, like, very popular bands,
sure,
like Five Finger Death Punch, and I really don't know how much different it is for them, but you see them, like, in their music videos walking out of a tour bus with their design on it, and you're like, oh, that looks cool, and then you realize that you want to be a metal band, you're going to be starting in a van and
sure,
with a whole bunch of guys in your equipment.
I mean, in a way, you know, that's fun, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
As much as, you know, I am tired or whatever, you know, like, I get to hang out with my bros all day long and meet other people that are on the same grind that we are, and mm-hmm, just, it's cool. Like, it's an experience, man, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you're just like, you know, like some bands, I don't know personally those bands or anything like that, but you know, if you're on a bus and stuff, usually they're all day long. It's kind of stressful to not be able to just hang out with people because people are going crazy about your band and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, there's give and take about everything. So mm-hmm. I'm happy to be where we are for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess if you describe it in a way like, you know, camping. All right, I have to set up my tent.
Yeah.
I have to build a fire. I have to do this. Like, yeah, it sounds like shit, but when you actually do it, it's fun.
Yeah,
you
absolutely,
know?
Man.
And you're doing it for a reason. It's your job, number one. So, I mean, who likes sitting at a desk all day and looking at
staring
at a computer?
Some people do, man.
That's true. But, I mean, like I said, that's what you're doing. You know,
sure.
you're doing all this as your job, but you're also doing it because you love it. So it's got its advantages and disadvantages.
You definitely
got to
love
obviously
it,
like
for
it.
Sure, yeah.
What made you get into music? Like when you were, like, was it a music video? Was it, you know, you saw a band live and you like, or is it just random?
Honestly, dude, I just picked up the guitar when I was, you know, like seventh grade, and I was just interested, and you know, like, I used to play like sports when I was younger and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. was never really good at that stuff. So I was like, you know, maybe I'll try something else. And I was in band in like middle school and stuff, mm-hmm. and. I just thought, well, you know, play the guitar. And so I got a guitar for Christmas one year and just played it. And mm-hmm. it was always cool. And then, like, y'all were talking about me and my brothers are in the band. They started playing too. And I felt like that kind of helped a lot, you know, like something we could all do together, you know, me and my brothers and play music and kind mm-hmm. of just something you can come home from school and do. And it was always cool. So
there's that. So how many members of your family are in here?
Just
but
one now.
Just one?
Yeah, my
but he
brother
was Chris left, right?
Yeah, Chris right. was in the band from the start till about summer of last year. And then my brother Joe has been in the band since day one.
Mm-hmm. So what was it? Was just you know, he fell in love with something else or
yeah,
didn't like
he's
it
really
anymore,
into
or?
His producing gig. Producing? He actually produced our newest record.
Oh, really?
So
cool.
Yeah, obviously we're family, so no nothing weird about him leaving the band or anything like that. And
that's cool.
Yeah, and he still got to help out with the record and the writing process, and obviously mixing and producing an album is a big part of mm-hmm. being, you know, doing music and stuff. So he was there too, and it was a good experience. And
yeah,
just kind of on a different wavelength, I guess. And he's kind of doing his own thing now, and he's in a new band, and it's pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, at
stuff.
Least he didn't leave because of, you know, like a dispute between members.
Absolutely,
it was
yeah.
a love of something else. Got a
yeah.
question?
Yeah. So, actually, going back to when you first formed the band,
mm-hmm.
Said you guys were fans of metal.
Yes,
right?
Definitely, yeah.
That's actually what, and you were involved with your church musically, right?
Yeah. When the band started off, like I said, it was me and my two brothers, and then our friend from church actually just played with us. Like, we met at our church, and we would just kind of like cover As Lay Dying songs and, you know, like Avenged Sevenfold and stuff, and we were just getting into that genre a lot. And you know, it's kind of more of like, you know, just like hanging out with your friends on the weekends and playing, you know, in your garage. And
right.
eventually started just writing our own music and enjoying that aspect of being in a band. And
yeah, so you kind of answered, like, I was going to ask you what bands you listened to that, you know, made you want to go off and start your own thing. So it was
yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold, As They Lay Dying.
Definitely. I feel like everyone, and I was just talking to someone about this at the meet and greet earlier, you know, you have those bands that kind of get you into the genre. And for me, that was like Avenged Sevenfold, you know, Disturbed. Some of those like heavier rock bands. And there you go, man. And then you're like, man, this is cool, you know, and it's like, it's aggressive, it's heavy, it's stuff that you like. And then you realize, like, there's like a whole nother world of music. And that's like when I started getting to As Lay Dying, Arx Burns Red, Devil Wears Prada, bands like that. And it was just like, you know, at first that was kind of weird for me, you know, because I used to just sing. And then it was like, well, I'm not really into the vocals. But then, like, once you really get into the music side of stuff, it's like, dang, you know, that's impressive, you know, what they're doing and the stuff that they're saying and stuff. And
so
got
this
me
is
into
pretty
it.
Big for you then, huh? Seeing Woven One
yeah,
here?
Definitely. You know, they're super cool. You know, like, we've met a lot of bands throughout the years who, you know, you're like, oh, dang, I've always wanted to play with that band and stuff. And it's cool to play with them, but to be on this tour is pretty surreal. And they're so nice about everything. Like, they're just really good dudes.
Cool.
And it's only day two, and, like, I feel like, you know, I've known them for quite some time. They're cool.
So, Darkness Divided. So that is finding hope in tough times.
Yeah.
So explain that a little bit more. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, when we started off, We suck at naming anything. Like, that's like the last thing we do. Like,
no, you haven't heard some of the names he's come up with, so don't worry about it.
We'll we write our albums and everything, do just like to the T, and then we're like, well, what are we gonna name our record, or what are we gonna name the songs? And it's like, that's always the toughest part for our band. And so my mom actually named our band. It comes from Genesis in the Bible, and God saw the light was good, so he divided the light from the dark. And it's just like, what you said, you know, bringing hope to kids, you know. Obviously, we're a Christian band, but we don't want that to be a thing that keeps us, you know, from just hanging out and being friends with people. You know, I don't believe that anyone has the right to judge anyone. And we're not here to, like, condemn people and stuff. We're
Amen.
Just here to play music.
As a metalhead, no judgment.
Absolutely, you know. And you meet a lot of people, especially in this industry, in this genre, you know, that got burned by the church or by Christians or people who say they're Christians and stuff. And it's unfortunate. It's a sad thing. And, you know, most of the time I feel like our ministry and our band is here to not necessarily give Christianity a new name, but to give people hope through our beliefs and stuff. And so it's cool. I meet a lot of people and, you know, become friends with people all over just because we can meet at the same level.
Your lyrics are basically, they portray the same thing then?
Sure, yeah.
Just to have hope and uplifting.
Our first album definitely was like a little bit more of a, I guess, a, like, it's, they're both albums are Christian based, but the first one was a little bit more blunt and out there. The second one, I wanted to write something, you know, that someone that anyone could just see the lyrics and put their own meaning behind it. Obviously, where I come from, a lot of, you know, what I believe comes out in the lyrics and what I do in my life. But I wanted it to be a journey where you can start to find truth for yourself. Because I believe, you know, it doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't matter what anyone says. You have to find truth for yourself, and I could, you know, talk to you until I'm blue in the face, and that's not going to do anything. You have to kind of have experiences in life. You have to, you know, get in depth with yourself and with the people around you to really understand, you know, what in life is important and what in life is true. And that's kind of what a lot of our record, our newest record, is about. And
yeah. All right, so that's the second one, right?
Yeah.
The second record?
The self-titled, yeah.
And that's done. So mm-hmm. You're writing number three?
Not yet.
No. Finishing the tour first.
Yes, we put out that record in April, so we'll probably. I mean, we're very, very happy with how it came out. So we'll probably be rocking these songs for a little while. We did do some stuff in the studio recently, and so we might be doing some like B-side stuff in the next year or so. But nothing set in stone yet. Just, you know, that mind keeps going. And you kind of turns off when you're on tour, but when you come home, it's like, get inspired by something. I think it's very important to never really shut that side of your mind down. You know, like, if I ever get inspired about something in my life, and I'll like save lyrics to myself and a Facebook message to myself, and whether I write the whole song at that moment or if it comes later and stuff, like, I think it's always important to, you know, record those ideas or record those riffs or anything like that. And so when it comes time to do it, you're not just like trying to scrape together some record, you know, like, obviously writing music is a very important part of our band. So we don't mess around.
Are you the
that.
Primary writer, or does everybody contribute?
For lyrics, I wrote pretty much the whole last record. You know, if there's something that the guys, you know, see in our lyrics and they're like, well, that's, you know, it's kind of weird or whatever, or like if there's a better way to say what I'm trying to say, because sometimes I'm not like super literate. That's kind of a weird sentence to even say. But yeah, so they'll help me out on that kind of stuff. And the choruses, we all sit together and we like, how's the melody going to be? What are the like impactful words that we can use for this thing? So usually that's where it's the biggest group effort, because
and
that's what's going to stick with you.
That's good to hear, because a lot of the bands, like even if we've watched like documentaries, something like that, mm-hmm. people bring stuff together. Like they'll do it on their own and then they bring it together. So that's actually, you don't hear that often, that you sit down and you do it
absolutely,
as a collaboration.
Yeah.
That's
like
that's
I said,
really cool.
my brother recorded this new album. So we literally did it at our house. So we spent about 3 months like living together and writing an
album. And
your
mom doesn't care because she named your band, right?
Absolutely.
Is her name on the album? It better be.
It is on there.
See, Mom, we're looking out for you.
I definitely gave her credit. But yeah, and it's just like, it was a different experience from like doing our first record. Mainly because when we did our first record, we didn't even really have the same lineup. Like, and we went to a producer, and it was like, you know, we still spent 6 weeks on it, which is a long time to be in the studio. But it was like, go in there, debut, what are we going to do? Working with someone different, and like Sebastian had just joined the band at the time, so we were really experimenting with his voice and Chris's voice and Joe's voice and my voice, and like, you know, it's like,
so everybody sings.
Yes, everyone sings on, well, as much as I sing, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like going into that first record, it was like, you know, really kind of like all over the place, and it, okay, you know, we're proud of what we created and stuff, you know, and there's some things we can go back like, okay, I wouldn't have done that, or I wish I didn't do this, or I wish I could have done that, but you know, that's learning, that's being in a band. And now I feel like on this record we were able to take the time and to really collaborate with each other and have our set lineup and make sure that we were happy with the music we created. And I think, you know, it's been great, people seem to be digging it and stuff, so.
Definitely. It's good stuff. So is this your first time in Jersey?
Second time,
yeah, right?
Yeah, we played Trenton 2 years ago. We were supposed to come back here, and I don't... Oh, okay, the first time we were supposed to come to Trenton, we hit a... we were going up a mountain in Virginia, going like 70 miles an hour, and someone had over-torqued the bolts on our tires, and so we lost our whole, like, both of our tires. We had a dually, both of our tires on our left side, and just destroyed our rear axle. So we had to miss the first show of that tour, unfortunately, and do like the first like 10 days in rental cars until we got home, borrowed my mom's SUV and
There's
trailer.
There's mom again.
Yeah. And then just did the rest of the tour on our own. So we missed Jersey the first time. Second, then we went there a few months later, played Trenton, and then just never came back.
You like
so,
it? You like
yeah,
it here?
Yeah, Jersey's cool, especially this time of year. Like, Texas is hot, and it's cool to be out here, and, like, I could be wearing a jacket right now, you know, and it's pretty fall and stuff. Everything kind of just goes from green to dead in Texas. So
really?
I love to see the red and all the stuff like that.
I've never been to Texas.
I love Texas. It's home. I would never live anywhere else because mainly snow. I'm not a fan of the snow.
Oh, me neither.
But it is cool to be out here at this time.
Cool. So now you're going, which I don't get this, you're going down to Virginia and then back to New York.
Well, we have a lot before we go back to New York. We go to Virginia.
Literally tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's Virginia, then it's North Carolina, then Georgia, day off. Then we do a string in Texas, out to the West Coast, up the West Coast, back to the Midwest, like through Colorado, and then we go to St. Louis and stuff. Then eventually back to New York. No, then we go to like Wisconsin, Chicago, then to New York, then
Canada. How do you remember all this?
And then go back home. So
seriously, how do you remember all this?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
It kind of sticks out.
We have a prodigy.
I guess when
right
you're
here.
Doing it, but yeah, I'll forget most of it like throughout time. Like
so
certain weeks into it.
The first time you were in Trenton, besides the whole destroying your car. Was that tour as big as this one, or is this one bigger?
No, it was definitely a smaller one, but it was with friends, so it's always cool. We went out with this band called Colossus and this other band called Prepared Like a Bride, and they were all really cool. The Prepared Like a Bride was the headliner. They're actually from Australia, and so they were in our van. So we had 9 people in our van for like a month, and it was like a whole crazy experience, but it was a good time. So it was
a
fun
meeting
show.
A lot of great people.
Yeah, it was cool, you know, like just to hear, they definitely have an accent and just like the way they talk about their home. So that's like one of my top places to go one day. So hopefully, you know, hopefully I'll see them over there sometime.
So actually, I kind of want to go back to the whole Christian thing, because it's funny, because obviously I'm not into caring about what people believe in and what they put in their music, because if it's good, I'm going to listen to it.
Sure.
Do you think that being in a Christian band, do you think that like shapes your music anyway? Do you feel like it makes your music any better, or like you put that much more effort into it because you have like that kind of that set of beliefs in you?
I mean, obviously, being Christian affects my lifestyle and how I do things, but I don't think that makes me any better of a person or any better of a musician. You know, we all have talents,
yeah,
and we all have like passions that we strive to do, and I think that passion and those talents are really what kind of sets bands apart. You know, whether it's you want to be a metal band or a rock band or anything else, you know, like if you're into what you're doing and, you know, you work at it and you love it, then I think that's what kind of makes your music, you know.
I mean, the only way, the reason I ask is because a lot of the bands that I'm finding out that are Christian, you know, it just seems their lyrics are a lot, at least the ones I know, they're a lot more powerful. And it just feels, I don't know, I just kind of feel like that may make them, you know, like better, or it just might give them more weight, you know, to where you're someone, if you're just like throwing lyrics together because you need to write about something, at least, you know, with Christian lyrics, I feel like maybe that might come more from the heart, you know.
Well,
the same thing with music, like you want to portray that in your songs, and that might do something for it, but I get you. I mean, obviously there's great bands that don't say they're Christian and they're amazing musicians, so. Yeah.
You listen to Demon Hunter?
I've seen them before.
Oh,
they're good. Yeah.
Talk about ear candy. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're a really good band. They have a venue that was like really big back in the day at home called the White Rabbit. Unfortunately, when they sold it last year or 2 years ago. And yeah, I saw them play there. It was awesome. Good band, for sure. The vocalist of that band is actually a really good artist, too. He does a lot of album art and stuff.
So he does it. Does he do it for Demon Hunter?
I'm not sure if he does for them, but
I read that he does. He's
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I came across his website when we were picking artists for our album. Super good. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got that. So now the new member in the band, what's his name? It's Hayden.
Hayden, our drummer.
How was that when he stepped in? Does he bring in anything different that your brother didn't have, or does he have like a different styles? What how does that affect and shape the music?
Well, I've actually known Hayden for several years. We were kind of like, you meet at the wrong times, not necessarily meet at the wrong times, but like we were looking for a drummer a few years back because we've gone through a few drummers as a band, and he wanted to try out for our band, and we had like already at the time told someone else that they could play for our band. So we're like, well, you know, like, thanks anyway, like, still, like, we're still friends or whatever. And then he ended up joining a different band. And then when we lost our drummer, or we parted ways with our drummer a few months before we were going to record our album, or finish recording our album, we were like, hey, Hayden, you know, you still into joining our band and stuff? He's like, well, I'm in this band and stuff. And that band actually ended up disbanding. And so Hayden was like, oh, well, yeah. I mean, I would love to.
I'm free now.
Yeah. So 2 weeks before we recorded drums, he joined our band. And I think, you know, you hear it on our record. The way he plays his drums is really powerful. Like, he's a really heavy-hitting drummer, and he's super, super tight. You know, just from him being 2 weeks before we were going to go in the studio and record drums, him being able to perform what he did on the album was really awesome, you know. And we only spent, you know, a day or and a half to do, like, the 11 tracks and stuff. And he's an incredible drummer, and you know, I think he adds a lot to our live show as far as, like, you know, we don't mess up. And, you know, we play a click, and that's a lot of it, too. But, you know, you'll hear him play, and he plays really hard. So I feel like he adds a lot to our band in that aspect. And especially being a four-piece, you know, like, it's good to have every member, you know.
And a biscuit.
And
four
a biscuit.
Four-piece and a biscuit.
Every member be so good at what you do, because, you know, people are going to see that and be like, oh, that's kind of weird. But, you know, you kind of have to step up your game for sure.
So this is, I'm finding out, a Dead Tide, Behind the Barricade tradition. What's your, what venue do you want to play at the most?
What venue I want to play at? Dang. Honestly, on this tour, I'm hitting a couple that I've always wanted to play at, like the Glass House and the Gramercy Theater. But I've always wanted to play at a House of Blues. So I'll say that, you know, like, I think I just like going to see bands at House of Blues and stuff, and just the name, I think it would be super cool to play at one.
Okay. And what was the other, band you want to open for?
Band I want to open for? I think it's been like our band's collective goal to one day tour with Killswitch Engage. That would be sick.
Who's that? Why is he laughing?
I don't know.
Who's Killswitch Engage?
Killswitch Engage? I think they're like a prog, djent, rock, ska, core band.
Oh, that's an Adam D dude we met a bunch of times, right? I'm only playing.
No, yeah, they're awesome. They are. They're super, I mean, amazing. And so it would just be cool to share the stage with them one day.
That's really not too far-fetched either.
Who knows?
Yeah, they're pretty chill. Like I said, we've met at him a couple of times. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
And, dude, speaking of meeting people, it's funny that all these people you think are famous, when you meet them, they're just down to earth. Like, I don't know how it is with other genres because we basically just stick with rock and metal. But, you know, we've met all these guys. And they've just been nothing but, like, cool, like you. And you see, like, in this venue, which is it's awesome because it's local, and you see Unearth, you see Woven War, Azalea Dying members, and you see the Soilwork guys. You're like, oh, yeah, Soilwork, they're awesome. And, like, Unearth. And they're just like, yeah, man, thanks. You know, you would see, I'm not going to say any names, but I met a band here, and he was, you know, back in the day, they were some big thing. But walking around, like, oh man, you know, I love your music, and just seeing him like strut, like he's, you know, the biggest thing in the world, which clearly he's not. But I mean, it's just crazy to see that. I don't know if it's just the metal genre, but they're all down to earth, and they just seem like they love what they're doing. And
yeah,
it's,
dude, it's a good tour, man. Like just going into it yesterday and like just saying hi to everyone, people are really cool, so I'm very happy to be here and to be on this package. And, you know, that's kind of what it's about. You know, we've never been the kind of people that just, like, don't want to hang out or don't want to, you know, why sit in your car all day long, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
When you can be at a show, watching bands, hanging out, having a good time and experiencing things instead of just being by yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So now let's just go back to it. Darkness Divided is the name of your album. What's the reception been like?
It's been good, man. I'm very excited. You know, like I said, it was definitely a more collaborative effort as writing goes. So to be able to know that we put a lot of time and effort into something and to see people
like it and singing the lyrics, you get any of that with the tattoos and stuff?
Yeah, dude, it's been crazy. So it's like just something you never think your band will ever do. And people,
you know, it's possible, obviously, from other bands, but you never think that one day your music is going to be on someone's sleeve, you know, in a tattoo.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how, and it's on Victory. How has the label been with
been
you guys
good,
so far?
Been good, man. Yeah, we've had a great relationship with our label. You know, obviously people hear things and stuff, but
I mean, hey, if you're recording your own album in your house, they can't be too restrictive, you know?
No, they're super cool. I mean, Victory's really big on taking what if they like what you got, they just want to help you push it and promote it. Like, they never tell us how to sound. They never tell us what to tour, who to tour with, or what to play, or anything like that. It's like, obviously, they want us to be successful as much as we do. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like doing what you love and making it hopefully on a bigger scale and stuff. So,
and if you think about it, it's on them in the first place to find the band that they think is going to bring them, you know, that promotion and that revenue. And then if they really think they hit a home run, like with you guys, like, why not take the reins off?
Sure,
and,
Yeah, they're very great for us, you know. Like, they have an incredible team, a really big team, and just like shooting our videos and doing our promotions, like having you guys come to the show and doing interviews and stuff like that. Like, they're really big on doing what they can for us, so it's been good.
All right, so I think that's probably going to end the interview. I want to end with a funny question. Trump or Hillary?
Oh, my gosh, man.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Man.
Or neither. You could say neither.
Let's just say I am from Texas.
Do you want guns or don't you want guns?
No, I don't have a gun.
No, it's in New Jersey.
Right,
you can't.
Yeah. Man, I just don't see either of those being the right choice.
Yeah, that's true.
So nothing against if you do see it that way or anything like that.
I'm leaning more towards I'm leaning more towards Trump, but dude, I feel that with every candidate. I feel like the people chosen, they're not people that I want to be voting for. I feel like it's not left or right; it's somewhere in the middle, and they're you know.
It's a very interesting system that our country has.
And, yeah, interesting to say the least.
Yeah,
especially with someone like Donald Trump running, you know,
it's
as president,
crazy, man. And you know, who knows? You know, maybe whoever gets it. Mm-hmm. Makes this place a better place.
Exactly. All right, last question. To end the interview, we like to play a song. Which song of yours that you would like to end this off with?
Well, I guess our song Backbreaker has been kind of been a cool one.
All right, you got it. Any last plugs?
No, just thank you for checking out this interview and for checking out our band. And hopefully we'll see you on the road, whether it's this year or next year.
Hell yeah. All right. Talk to you later.